It's the MicroConf Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Walling. And this week, I talked to startup founders about doing this to beat imposter syndrome. This episode is a MicroConf Tactics episode where we pull audio from one of our most popular YouTube videos, where I talk about dealing with imposter syndrome and how to overcome it. Before we dive into that, MicroConf US this year is in March. It's in New Orleans, and we are 84% sold out as of this recording. Ticket prices go up on January 31st. They go up by $200 just in a couple days after this episode goes live. This event will sell out. We have sold all MicroConfs out for the past several years, and every year people ask us about a wait list because they hesitated. If you want to hang out with 250 of your closest Bootstrap founder friends in New Orleans in March, get your ticket before it's too late. Head to microconf.com/US. And with that, let's dive into imposter syndrome. You know that voice in your head that says you're not qualified to build a startup? It's lying to you. It tells you that you aren't ready, that you're a fraud, and you should just stick to your day job. I remember that voice. It's called imposter syndrome. And I've seen it hold founders back at all stages of the entrepreneurial journey, not just in the beginning. I found a few practical, actionable tactics that I used to help quiet that voice, and they'll help you as well. But before we get to those, I want to talk about some of the stories that voice might be telling you. As I've been in conversation with thousands, if not tens of thousands of founders at this point, I've heard so much about imposter syndrome. And it's interesting that it falls into four stages. And at each stage, it shows up in a different way. So in the pre-launch phase, pre-revenue, the imposter syndrome in your head is often, who am I to build this? Will this even work? Can I make it happen? As you get your first customers, you're probably thinking, what if they realize I'm just figuring this out as I go and I don't actually know what I'm doing? As you start growing, you ask yourself, do I really deserve this success? And once you have success, you ask yourself, was it just luck? And to be honest, I think these thoughts are signs of self-awareness, potentially progress, and they're not an indication of inadequacy, but an indication that you're human and that so much of entrepreneurship is in figuring it out as you go along. While in the rest of our lives, you might have a lot of certainty. When you had a full-time day job, when you were at university, when you were in school, it was pretty certain that if you did certain work, that you would get a certain grade or a certain salary raise or a certain career progression. But entrepreneurship has so much less certainty. And I think that's a big reason that so many of us feel like imposters. One thing you can do to combat imposter syndrome is to look at the milestones that actually matter along the way. A lot of entrepreneurs think, oh, once I have success, 10, 20K MRR, or once I've had an exit, then I won't be an imposter anymore. But realistically, when you get your first paying customer, when you get your first positive feedback from a customer, when you hire your first team member, when you get your first month of sustainable revenue, these matter a lot and potentially might matter more than an exit or hitting 100K MRR, because each of these is such a sign of personal growth. What I found is in the early days, it's often scarier to take little steps to get that first customer than it is to hit that 100K MRR mark. I found that the more things that I've done that were risky and felt dangerous at the time, the further I got on, the higher the stakes became, but in fact, the less imposter syndrome I felt. So tracking these milestones and looking at them and celebrating them along the way, I think can go a long way towards helping you with this. Another thing you can do is reframe questions in your mind. So if you hear the question of when will I finally feel qualified, maybe ask yourself, what problem am I solving today? Put your head down, look at what you're working on, look at what you've accomplished to date and say, I'm just going to figure this one out. I'm going to go left brain, I'm going to go rational, and I'm going to head into the fray. Instead of hearing, am I good enough to charge for this product? Maybe ask, how can I deliver more value? Instead of asking, what if someone builds something better? Ask, how can I better serve my particular customers? Instead of asking, do I deserve the success? Ask yourself, how can I help others succeed? So with all that in mind, let's look at a few practical tools that you can use to have forward motion. So the first is called the weekly wins system. And this is something that I used at Drip as we were bootstrapping. We had a weekly team meeting over lunch. This is when we were all in one location, but the company would pay for lunch. And it was in essence our staff meeting. And that was when we talked about the wins from the week. What are the awesome things that happened? The new customers, the cool tweet or Reddit post that someone did about Drip. We also looked at things we need to work on. I had customer success and sales talking to development. It was only 5 or 6 of us, so it was pretty nice and small. But this was a way for us all to feel like we are succeeding. And it reinforced it with the team. It also reinforced it with me of like, I know how to do this. We're doing pretty well. The growth is up. We are growing by 5K MRR each month right now. Like, that is a great milestone. As a founder, it's easy to get caught up in the fun of building flashy new features. But failing to build a scalable architecture is a dangerous game. When your infrastructure can't keep up, you lose customer trust, miss sales, and watch your churn rate soar. If you need a partner to tackle the hard work of building a scalable architecture, you should reach out to our friends at TechStack. TechStack has been helping U.S. founders build scalable products for over a decade. Visit tech-stack.com/community to claim one of 10 exclusive spots for MicroConf listeners. You'll get a free discovery session plus 10% off your first month. Head there now before these spots are gone. That's tech-stack.com/community. Another way to do it is to have an evidence journal. This is where you document positive customer feedback. And you can record wins when you solve a hard problem. I actually have an email folder in Gmail. It's just called Thanks. And it's any positive feedback that I receive. People will send emails to me or to startups to the rest of us. Sometimes they'll tweet it out. And, you know, these can take the effect of, hey, I read your book, it really helped me out. It can be a long, heartfelt story of how my content or my podcast episodes over the years have completely changed someone's life. Maybe they sold their company for enough money they never have to work again. One person said their parents were from Taiwan. They always wanted to move back there, but they were working a day job, I think in Los Angeles. And just by implementing the stair-step approach and then startups the rest of us in my books, this person is now independent and they're living off of products and moved their whole family to Taiwan. And we're just celebrating it as such a milestone and thanking me for that. So these things take different forms, but I have that thanks email folder that I refer back to, and it helps me think, you know, maybe I'm not an imposter anymore. And frankly, if I'm feeling down or if someone is lambasting my hair on YouTube, which that actually doesn't bother me at all, I think it's kind of funny. But if someone's saying negative things about me, I can always look back at that thanks folder and feel a little bit better about the day. And the last thing I'll throw out before diving into building real confidence in yourself is the next step focus. So this is breaking big goals into daily actions. And frankly, doing this can be so much more impactful than trying to look out long term, because you know that a big goal can feel insurmountable, right? Eating the elephant, as the expression goes. But if you've gotten this far, you've taken small, tiny steps, daily actions along the way, you probably can take more small daily actions along the way. Look, you need a long-term plan, right? Whether long-term is 3 months in a startup or whether it's a month, you need something to follow so you're not just flittering all over the place. But breaking big goals down into daily actions can be super helpful for this. In terms of building real confidence in yourself, I will admit that I had imposter syndrome even, man, as we were building Drip and we couldn't find product market fit for like 9 months after launching, I was really asking myself, can I do this? Like, I know I've done it in the past, but did I just get lucky? That's the thing that kept entering my mind. Like, I'm supposed to know how to do this. And it wasn't until we really caught lightning by the tail and, you know, Drip was my 4th or 5th company. And I had successes before that, but it wasn't until we really started growing and then the exit, and I was like, okay, I now know that I can do this and I believe that I could do it again. That was the point where I felt like imposter syndrome kind of maybe left for good. I'm not saying I never feel it, but I don't feel it like I used to. And so this leads me to the thought that I think confidence comes from doing, not necessarily achieving, right? It's just getting things done. And that's why I talk so much about the power of small, consistent wins. That's what the stair step method is. As you stair step your way up, you have consistent wins that I think can build confidence in you, in your spouse or significant other, in those around you, to where you start feeling like someone who can do this because you are doing it. And I've got one last tip for you. I think a big part of not succumbing to imposter syndrome is to have folks around you who you can talk to about the topic. When I've come up against serious bouts of imposter syndrome, connecting with other founders in my mastermind groups has been one of the biggest unlocks. I've talked a lot about the benefits of masterminds on this channel, but finding the right founders to join up with can be really hard. So to help founders out with this, we launched MicroConf Mastermind Matching a few years ago. To date, we've successfully matched over 1,000 founders by looking at their revenue, their team size, strengths, goals, and a few other data points to make sure your peer group is the right fit. Once matched, you'll also have access to our mentorship series, a 3-month program where you can connect with some great minds in sales, business development, marketing, and more.